This is Vatican Radio. Blogging, taking photos and engaging with social media, these are just some of the ways young communications officers from the Archdiocese of Westminster will be communicating the events of World Youth Day in Krakow to the people back home. Hannah Woolley and James Kelleher are heading off to World Youth Day armed with enthusiasm, ideas and skills in their role as communications officers for the event. They spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane, about the World Youth Day experience.
I've never been before, so this is really been the first opportunity I've had to go. And as a young Catholic myself, I really wanted to experience that, you know, being surrounded by like-minded people. You often feel that there aren't many other young Catholics around you, particularly in London where, you know, you're toing and froing from everywhere. So actually just to spend some time really finding more out about my faith and learning more from other people as well. I think that was the real drive to go to World Youth Day.
James, I'll put that question to you as well.
This will be my third World Youth Day. I went to Madrid and Rio before that. And for me, I went to my first one in Madrid. It was such an empowering experience. You know, I'd never been to an event with so many young Catholics. And like Hannah said, it's it can be quite an isolating experience being a young Catholic in England. And so just to be surrounded by so many other young people was so inspiring. And in Rio, I was working actually for the organising committee for the event. And so I spent 5 months working in Rio de Janeiro for that. And it was really great. And I met my future wife there. So I actually married a Brazilian girl from World Youth Day last time. And so now I'm working for the diocese in London, and it's going to be an amazing event.
Because you've been to a number of World Youth Days, do you think between, obviously from the sense of the country, the different culture and the different traditions in each country, but did you find a difference between each World Youth Day you went to?
Yes, particularly with the one in Rio, because I spent 5 months there, I really got a feel for how the people live there. You know, I was invited to people's houses all the time for their birthday parties, for other celebrations. I really got a sense of the Brazilian culture, which was really great. And in Madrid, too, a bit different because I'd been to Madrid, you know, a few times before that, so I know a bit more about Madrid, about Spain. I'd actually studied there as well, in Salamanca. But yeah, you certainly get a sense of different cultures, and I've been to Poland a few times, and that's certainly different, not only with its language, but the people as well are different as well, in their own unique, special, lovely way. So each World Youth Day brings a unique perspective, and I think it's really great for people to go to these because they actually learn more about, you know, other cultures, other people, and yet we're still united by that one common thread, which is our shared Catholic faith.
Hannah, I'm going to come back to you now. Just regarding, I mean, you and of course James as well, you're both going in the context of pilgrims, but also in the context of in a role of communications role. And I wanted to ask you about the importance, because each World Youth Day, we see communications getting ever faster, everyone seems to be ever more connected, especially with regards to social media. Do you see this one being a kind of one where it's a real social media World Youth Day?
Yeah, I think so. I think at this point, so many of the young people that are going are regularly using, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So us as communications officer, we have a, you know, one of our roles is to communicate that from a diocesan perspective, but also on a wider perspective as well. But we have 10 youth comms officers that are going with us as well, who will be spending not the whole pilgrimage, but part of that time supporting us. So giving really their personal perspectives as well. So hopefully, you know, we have this wide variety of people feeding into all of the communications that is coming out of World Youth Day to really show what a fantastic event it is, show the variety of it, show the beauty of it. And I think it will be really, really important, that social media aspect of it this year.
Hannah, the itinerary's out. Obviously the Pope will be arriving on the 27th. But are there any particular highlights that you're actually looking forward to?
I'm actually really looking forward to, so our Cardinal Vincent, who's the head of the Catholic Church in England and Wales, will be joining us in World Youth Day. And, you know, there are lots of events with the Pope, and we're really looking forward to them. But we also have a mass set aside for the diocesan group as well. And I think in the excitement of World Youth Day and being able to meet other people, it's also important for us to come together as a group and a smaller pilgrimage group that time together to prepare for those larger events. So we're going to be celebrating a mass together during that time as well. But I think, you know, everybody gets very excited, and certainly it's the first time I'll ever experience it, is the final vigil with the Holy Father, and staying out and really spending that time together is really important. I think it's a fantastic culmination of World Youth Day as well.
Just looking to you, James, you, as I say, we're coming back to the idea of this communications role that you're both involved in. Are there specific tasks that you'll be really having to do there? Are there any specific tasks you could talk to us about?
Yes, I'll be doing, well, really, I think I need to grow a few extra arms because I'm going to be doing so much. So I'm going to be taking photographs of everything that we do, thousands upon thousands of photographs, no doubt. I'll also be coordinating our social media efforts, so, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all the rest. Also, the blog, the website, we're going to be blogging every day. We're going to have people blogging about various aspects of the experience, about encountering other young people from other countries, about Polish food, about a particular highlight that they had. So I'll be coordinating that. And also, because more and more I feel people are using video more on their phones now, you know, we have 4G now, so we have better internet connections on the go. We really want to tap into that and produce more video content. And so our YouTube channel is going to be used a lot more now. And we're also going to be trying to produce, you know, some really nice high-quality videos, interviews with young people, perhaps with some random cardinals who are, you know, out and about on the streets. So it's going to be a very, very busy time. I expect I'm not going to get much sleep for the next 2 weeks.
What about you, Hannah? Particular tasks that you'll be doing?
I'm taking more of a responsibility for coordinating our younger communications officers, so helping them put together content. I will also be writing a blog on behalf of the diocese, so that will go on the main diocesan website as well. And then supporting the Cardinal, Bishop Nicholas Hudson will also be coming out with us and really helping them engage with it. You know, we want to get them involved with social media as well as our young people, so I'm sure we'll be seeing plenty of selfies. Cardinal and things like that. But I think we're all going to be so busy that it will be really sharing those responsibilities and making sure that everything gets covered in the best way possible, and really showing you know, the best parts of World Youth Day and you know, creating a legacy as well.
How much do you see it also as an opportunity for you to use, in effect, the talents that you've been given?
Definitely. I've always really enjoyed writing blogs. When our diocese went to the Holy Land, I also wrote a blog there. And I think, you know, if you're good at writing or you're good at photography, this is the perfect way to use it to spread the message about World Youth Day and to spread the beauty of the gospel as well. So, yeah, I think, and this is why we also want to get our younger comms officers involved, because it really gives them an opportunity to develop these skills and to find out, you know, perhaps they have a gift or a talent that they didn't realise they had before. So, yeah, I think a lot of people will be using this to really capitalise on their unique talents.
James, I'm just going to come back to you on a final note yourself, and also I'll talk to Hannah as well, but I'll put the question to you. What do you hope to get out of this yourself, but also what are you hoping that young people are going to get out of this World Youth Day? Because it is a very interesting World Youth Day in the sense that it's the homeland of St. John Paul, Pope John Paul II, and it's also in the Year of Mercy.
Yeah, so that's been a big theme of this year, mercy, and you know, Pope Francis has been talking about it a lot. I suppose one of the things that I hope from this is that it's picked up in, you know, social media around the world and news organizations around the world, that they see here's this event with millions of young people who are sharing a really positive message. And, you know, we have so many problems in the world, and, you know, lots of suffering and darkness and division, that hopefully people can see this experience of World Youth Day as a, kind of a beacon of hope and something that people can see is, you know, as a good sign of, you know, how we should be and, you know, cooperating with each other.
Hannah, I'll put that question to you as well, if I may.
I think, as James has already mentioned, the Year of Mercy, and this is the perfect time for us all to come together. I think, you know, even World Youth Day itself is a time when we have to be merciful, show each other mercy. It's very exciting, but it also, you know, is strenuous. So it's almost the perfect time to begin. From a personal level, I think really just reconnecting, and I'm looking forward to going to the catechesis that we'll have each morning in World Youth Day, and really I'm interested in what what the speakers will have to say there, because, you know, so much of the time we only manage to go to Sunday Mass and things like that, and actually you often find that you've got very little time to really sit down and learn more about your faith. So I'm looking forward to that and being able to share what we learn out there with the other pilgrims.